other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
America is being completely overthrown. There's been a lot of attacks on us. Our health freedom, forced inoculations going on outside of law. The open borders, all of it. But now they're talking about executive orders to restrict our Second Amendment. There's an all-out call for Obama to basically be a dictator. It's very, very sad. I've had him scheduled for a few weeks. We're going to talk to him about 30, 40 minutes, and then we'll get back into how we need to move with articles of impeachment. And I wanted to get him on about what gluten does in the gut, because I'm trying to go gluten-free myself. And my wife's done it and had some amazing results. And I also wanted to get his take on the flu. I mean, they admit they never guess which flu vaccine, you know, needs to be formulated to actually give you some protection from the flu. So it's a total hoax. And so it was such a popular interview we did about 6 months ago that I've twisted the arm of Theo Ratliff, the just now retired famous NBA star. Back on with us, he's coming up the next segment, and Doc Wallach. I'll just talk about health news in general, but to also talk about the fact that the establishment knows that we've got mineral and vitamin deficiencies and trace element deficiencies. But out of the gates, Dr. Wallach, what is your take on the move to disarm the American people with executive orders? I mean, if they can take the guns, they're going to be able to take the supplements.
Well, exactly right. Basically, I don't think the American people are going to allow that to happen. I don't care what the Congress does. I deal a lot with farmers. I deal a lot with the average person. I'm out there giving 300 free lectures a year, Alex, all across this land. And what we find out is that absolutely the American public is not going to tolerate their weapons being taken away for self-defense. It's just not going to happen.
What are folks telling you out there across the country you talk to?
Well, people are digging holes and putting their weapons in. People are buying from each other as opposed to official areas. They're accumulating guns from, you know, grandmas and grandpas who aren't going to use them. And they're actually accumulating weapons from private sales as opposed to sales from a Walmart or a Costco's or maybe a big sporting store, you know, these big five stores and things like that that sell weapons. So they're going to private sales.
Well, I tell you, these are the times that tries people's souls. Why do you think the system is so bold to actually try to go after our guns right now, Dr. Wallach?
Well, didn't Eric Holder say the crisis is a terrible thing to waste?
Yeah, they've all said things.
Yeah.
Rahm Emanuel, you name it.
And so basically what they're doing is they're using this tragic story of this new town. Was it Connecticut? Where these kids were all shot.
No. Yeah, Sandy Hook. It's outside there, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so, basically, they missed the whole point. Really, when you look back, and actually, in the book Rare Earths, Forbidden Cures, which you have in your bookstore, Rare Earths, Forbidden Cures, there's a whole section on these types of mass murders. And basically, they are caused by psychologists who don't want to give up their weekly check from talk therapy. They know, and there's actually laws in the cities and in the counties and in the states and federal government where a caregiver who is a psychologist or psychiatrist can, in fact, have somebody institutionalized if they feel they're of imminent danger to themselves or the community. But the psychologist and psychiatrist say, you know, if I just put them on one more drug, I can keep them out of the institution, because they give up their weekly check if they put them in an institution. And when you look at the records of these people who are managing these individuals who do the mass murders, serial killers, they've been working with them for a long time. It's not like it's any mystery that these people are dangerous.
They know exactly. You know what? I want to recap that and then obviously get Theo's take on this, because it's such big news right now. And then we'll get into, you know, ADHD, you name it. I mean, they know vitamins and minerals are the answer. They know getting people off the dyes are the answer. And I'm going to talk about some of the incredible products as well from Youngevity, available at InfoWarsHealth.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Solutions on this broadcast. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. It is Tuesday, the 15th day of January, 2013. Now, and if you just tuned in, the White House is talking about 19 executive orders to restrict the Second Amendment. Joe Biden headline, White House eyeing 19 executive actions on guns. Multiple Congress people now are coming out saying that more and more the executive branch is becoming a dictatorship or a king. New York Assembly Speaker says we are going to ban assault weapons. That's all semi-autos. Continuing here, just incredible news. Rahm Emanuel, we haven't played this clip again yet. We're going to play it later in the hour. He says, hey, the people don't have a right to even debate guns. The police will run things now. They'll decide. I mean, that's called dictatorship. That's the Chicago mob boss, Emanuel. Now, that is just some of what's coming up. And in about 40 minutes, I'll play a special report by Aaron showing different sheriffs and police saying they're not going to be part of this. So this is a big, big deal. The articles are all up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I also wanted to talk about solutions here today. And a few weeks ago, it was one of the most popular interviews we've done on health. I wanted to get Theo Ratliff on the broadcast. He just retired. He was able to stay in the NBA 10 years more than he would have with Dr. Joel Wallach's research, and we promote all the products that they've developed at InfoWarsHealth.com. When you purchase them there, it also supports our transmission. So I've got Theo back on to talk about his experience just with minerals and vitamins with proprietary systems that have been developed by Dr. Wallach. He's an American, a former professional basketball player who played last with the NBA Los Angeles Lakers, primarily a center. He was an excellent shot blocker who's led the league three times in blocks per game. As of 2011, he's ranked 18th all-time in career blocks and 13th all-time for career blocks per game. Also a great rebounder. And, of course, Ratliff played basketball at Denopolis High School and later graduated from University of Wyoming. Again, he is one of the people that work with Dr. Wallach and others to develop the product Rebound, the ultimate sports drink that I know my wife, who's a sports addict, absolutely swears by. I personally am a big Pollen Burst Plus guy and Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And again, all of them discounted. Occasionally we do infomercial here amongst the info at InfoWarsHealth.com. You can sign up there and get free shipping or become a distributor and get discounts at InfoWarsHealth.com. But the plugging out of the way, there's a cornucopia of things I wanted to get both these men on the broadcast about, and we'll get Theo to talk about his experiences and what's happened with him. But number one, Dr. Wallach, I mean, yesterday we posted an article with Sanjay Gupta. How do you pronounce his name? Gupta, yeah, the brain surgeon, on CNN saying almost all these shooters have been on psychotropics, Prozac-type drugs. And then the former head of Homeland Security came out, Governor Ridge, and said we should look at these drugs because in almost every case, these are involved. And, of course, for those that don't know who Dr. Wallach is, I'm not going to go over his entire giant bio, but he is a doctor of veterinary medicine that worked for the federal government and did all these autopsies and found out a lot of stuff was because of mineral deficiencies. He's also got several other doctor's degrees on top of it. For some reason, I don't have his bio here in front of me today, but it's lengthy and it's up at InfoWarsHealth.com. There's other videos there where that's all introduced. But he joins us now. Dr. Wallach. Also, a lot of these behavioral things they admit are the dyes in the processed foods and the chemicals that are in the processed foods, like McNuggets, they admit have silicone, like you have in breast implants. How do they get away with this? And as more and more kids drink Cokes all day and eat Snickers bars, and then they're bound. I mean, if I eat a Snickers bar and then crash an hour later, I want to beat somebody up. I mean, I'm in a horrible mood. If I eat a well-balanced meal, drink some Beyond Tangy Tangerine, I mean, I feel great. And I can work a lot harder because of Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the essential fatty acids. The system knows this, but you were talking in the last segment about what psychiatrists and psychologists are doing, people that should be locked up. This woman, she had her guns through background checks, registration, draconian gun laws in Connecticut. None of these gun laws would have stopped this guy, but they're blaming gun owners now. What's happening on that front? Then we'll get Theo's take on that, and then give his testimonial.
Sure. Well, certainly gun owners are not the fault here. Basically, it's the medical system. You've hit the nail on the head again, Alex. You're just a genius at this kind of stuff. But it's the medical system that has failed us terribly. There was a wonderful study that was done in Texas, in your state, where they looked at two counties, and I can get those counties for you, where they looked at the violent crime, they looked at domestic violence, they looked at suicides. In two adjoining counties, one of them had an enormous amount of minerals, particularly natural lithium, which is not a drug. It's really a trace mineral in the water compared to the adjacent county that had none in the water. And, of course, it was like night and day. The county that had lots of natural lithium in the drinking water, the amount of domestic violence, violent crime, rapes, murders, suicides, all that kind of stuff, was nearly like 10% of the neighboring county that didn't have any lithium in the drinking water. The nice thing about the Healthy Start Pack or the Alex Pack has a significant amount of natural lithium in there. That's why you and I are such nice guys. And if everybody in America would take the 90 essential nutrients, they would avoid the need for all these terrible psychotropic drugs. The combination of bad food, psychotropic drugs, and nutritional deficiencies is an explosive mix. And the medical system has brought all this together for two to do whatever they want to do for the money. And then they're a protected monopoly. The medical system is the only monopoly in America. And so they have no competition. And so this is where I just really applaud you for bringing this stuff to the surface. Because without you, Alex, this is not going to get out there. It's a combination of bad food, psychotropic drugs, and nutritional deficiencies. We solve all that. There won't be any more of our military people coming back home and committing suicide and being involved in domestic violence. If we do all this, there won't be another mass murder. And actually, in the book, Rarest of Forbidden Cures, there's several chapters, 4, 5, and 6, that deal with serial killers and mass murderers. And half of them firebomb churches by throwing Molotov cocktails. They drive cars through malls and run over people. Half of them don't even use guns. Guns are not the problem. It's a basic trilogy, I would call it, of bad food, psychotropic drugs, and nutritional deficiencies. And you've hit the nail on the head.
Well, you know about the lead conspiracy, which they've proven. I'd love to say guns is what has made crime drop so much since the 70s and 80s. And that has been part of it. More guns means less crime in the general population.
That is correct.
But the lead was making people mad as a hatter, and they've got direct correlations of lead, lower IQ, more violent. So you get the lead out of everything, people start becoming less violent.
You're exactly right. Of course, toxic metals like lead and mercury. Now, the medical system actually uses mercury as a treatment. And it's just really sort of backwards. And so this is where you're educating people on these subjects is just genius on your part, because if we educate America, the average American is a pretty commonsensical person, and they will find a way to survive. It's that old song, that old country western song, Country Boy Will Survive, and people are going to have their guns. If you depend on the government taking away guns, they're not going to get all the guns away from the bad guys. I like the idea, and I spent almost 20 years in the military, Alex, and the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is have a good guy with a gun. And you point out again, when you have the ability to carry, you have a permit to carry a concealed weapon, everybody gets real nice. They tip their hat to the lazies, they open the doors, because you don't know who's carrying a gun. And so that's a good thing.
Now, I want to shift gears into another area. Again, we have Theo Ratliff here, a retired basketball player, just a star, just to get people the idea that minerals, vitamins, trace elements are more powerful than drugs. They're what we're actually designed to use, and that so much of the food we have is adulterated. Shifting gears, Theo, tell folks how you woke up to this, how you met Dr. Wallach, how it enabled you to stay in the NBA longer, and really how miraculous, this isn't talk, folks, this is true, that the proprietary blends developed by Dr. Wallach and Youngevity were for you, sir.
Well, thanks, Alex, for having me on your show once again. Had a great time last time we had a chance to speak, and you know, always great to be with the great Dr. Wallach. And all his people with over there at Youngevity do a great job of just trying to keep people informed and keep people healthy. My situation was, you know, I've been playing basketball all my life, and I got to the point where I had made it to the NBA, doing a great job, taking care of my body, doing all the necessary things, taking the drugs they give me, the supplement, different things, and was at a stellar career. Got to the point where I got all the way to being an all-star. And as I became an all-star, I started breaking things just out of the blue. I broke my hand. Had a knee fracture. Had a hip fracture. And all these things was going on. And I tried to condition myself to be disciplined. No drinking alcohol. Taking the right supplements. But it was the wrong supplements, turned out, and just try to stay focused on my craft as far as being an NBA player and trying to be the best that I could be. And then it turns to once I broke my hip, had to go into surgery, felt that my career was about to be over with because it was hard because I had a labrum tear in my hip and had congenital arthritis in my knees, so just constantly dealing with that and microfracture and different things. It was just thing after thing after thing. So I had the honor, once I got here with the Hawks, here in Atlanta to meet with the great Mike Glenn, the Stinger, and the great and late Phil Oliver that introduced me to Dr. Watt. And they spoke to me about the mineral deficiencies that athletes have and what I was going through. And the light bulb turned on in my head. It was like, wow, I've been doing all this stuff and have the best doctors, and no one has ever told me about minerals and how minerals work within your body and athletes, and how we sweat out our minerals, not just salt, but all 90 nutrients that we put into our body, we sweat them out. And as you deplete them, your body starts to deteriorate. So you become a lot older as the more and more you play the game. And that's why you see a lot of people, once they retire, not walking with the canes, knees back, hip replacements, blase, blase, go on and on. So with me being able to get with Phil, Dr. Wallach, and the Stinger, I got on the 90 nutrients, great program, built my body up, got back to my old self, led the league 3 years in a row after I came back, and shot blocked, was up for the defensive player of the year two of those years, went on to have a stellar career, went on to go in and sign another $40 million contract. And, you know, it was just a blessing, you know, a blessing to basically receive what Dr. Wallach has prepared within longevity and the minerals, and also have an opportunity to formulate an energy drink, because I did so well, we formulated the Rebound FX energy drink so I could sustain my energy throughout the game when the guys in the fourth quarter are dwindling down and their energy is going away. I'm still at my highest level. And guys, up until this day, until I start playing, always ask, man, you out here 38 years old, how you still running out here with these 20-year-olds? And I tell them every time, I take my minerals, I take my supplements, my 90s every day, and I'm running on this Rebound.
How many of the players have listened to you? Because I've noticed that, and this is real, this really works. They've done studies with rats decades ago where they know if it's a, you know, super high level, a full spectrum of vitamins, minerals, and trace elements, that the rats live twice as long. In some studies, worms have lived 4 to 5 times longer. Anybody can pull those studies up. I mean, the system knows this. And they know that all these different degenerative diseases are connected to this. They know that all these new diseases that are happening that they make up, the system. Dr. Wallach, how many doctors out there know this, or how many are just ignorant? Because I was reading about basketball players die so young. Doctors die so young. I guess a lot of them just actually don't know this.
Well, they have access to the information, Alex. And the problem is they get taught to use the insurance system. The insurance is probably the worst possible thing for the American public when it comes to health, because there's no law or ethical canon that requires the medical doctor to cure you if there's a cure available. And so they don't. And what they do is they figure out the best way to get every penny of your insurance money. If they, for instance, rheumatoid arthritis, if they cure you, they're going to make $300 in office calls. I can cure rheumatoid arthritis in 2 weeks. Now, that sounds bizarre, but it's an infection with antibiotics. You can kill the bug. It'll take 90 days to rebuild the damage from rheumatoid arthritis, and it's that simple. But a doctor doesn't have to do that, even though the cure is available by killing that bug, the mycoplasma bug that causes rheumatoid arthritis. They choose to do joint replacements. They use methotrexate, gold shot injections, and they run up a bill over 25 years of $750,000 versus $300,000.
Well, it's so well known that, I mean, not just what you develop, but I worked for a large animal vet off and on in high school, and when winter was coming up, they'd say, now put them on this mineral mix so you don't lose cattle in the cold weather. You just give them more of the minerals. I forget which ones they were, and the cows wouldn't freeze to death. What's what are those minerals?
Well, it'd be selenium is the primary one. Yeah. And, of course, you're looking at calcium is another good one. Magnesium is another good one. And those would be the three big ones for livestock.
See, vets know this because their job is actually to deliver food, beef and things to the market and not have it die, not bankrupt the industry. So that's why you get real medicine there. Theo, I asked you a question and then interrupted going to Dr. Wallach. I mean, how many people in the NBA around you, where you were about to have to retire, saw you get, what, almost 11 years more because of the minerals? I mean, I would think it would just sweep the entire industry.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, you can tell the story, but you know who control those guys are the trainers and the doctors. So, like I said, I had the best of the doctors and the best of the trainers, but they have their own way of doing things, their own mechanism in which how they give supplements and who they listen to. Some of them do listen, but some of them won't take that leap of faith.
Well, what's incredible is Ted Anderson, the owner of the Genesis Network we're on, a couple years ago we start promoting longevity. Yeah, it's good products. It was just a side issue. Okay, great. You know, vitamins, minerals, I knew it was true.
Right.
But Ted then went, and he was going to have knee surgery, went to three doctors, and he finally got on all the products, the OsteoFX, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the essential fatty acids, all of it, and his knee's totally better. What happened there, Dr. Wallach?
Well, actually, when you look at that, but we can actually regrow cartilage. The medical system says you cannot regrow cartilage. If you have bone-to-bone arthritis, you're the perfect candidate for knee replacement, hip replacement, shoulder replacement, when in fact you can regrow cartilage. It's very simple. You give the body the right nutrition, the body will rebuild itself. We're constructed to do that. And so what I did, I took everything I learned from the veterinary industry, where we don't have insurance, there's no incentive for a veterinarian to treat you any longer, treat your livestock any longer than he has to, because you'll figure out a way to do it yourself if he starts dragging it out and obviously he's using it for an ATM machine. Or in the human health industry, there's insurance either through the government or private, and so the medical doctors try to get every penny in your insurance policy, and they don't feel they're hurting you because insurance pays, is the way they say it. This doesn't hurt the patient.
Listen, I know multiple women, I'll just leave it at that, who were not even that old and had their hair falling out. That's an epidemic now. And one of them even had a thyroid problem and began taking Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the other products at InfoWars Health, and their hair came back. I mean, you know, Wallach, Doc, why are women's hair falling out all over the place?
Well, their thyroid gland requires all 90 essential nutrients. And medical doctors want you to believe that all you need is iodine to make your thyroid healthy. And, of course, low thyroid issues can cause loss of hair. But there's a bigger problem with gluten intolerance, which results oftentimes in low thyroid because you can't absorb nutrients when you have a gluten intolerance. And according to Mayo Clinic, a 2009 study, 30%, 100 million Americans, 100 million Americans are gluten intolerant, and this is why people are losing their hair. They're getting 14 diseases they didn't have before because they're all nutritional deficiencies, including obesity, diabetes, fibromyalgia, which they call, and lupus, which they call autoimmune diseases. It's nonsense. This is all a gluten intolerance, and then you can't absorb your nutrients, and so you wind up with all these nutritional deficiency diseases.
Absolutely. And folks, I am plugging this, and we do fund the InfoWar to defend the Second Amendment and property rights and our sovereignty, promoting things I believe in, whether it's ProPure water filters that we have discounted at InfoWarsShop.com, or whether it's come and take it, you know, pro-Second Amendment T-shirts. But you've never heard me promote supplements like this because I've never run into anything this incredible. And that's why Dr. Wallach and Longevity is one of the biggest companies out there in the last 15, 16 years because they know what they're doing. They've got the researchers. They've got the products. If you want to call and you're a new customer and you want to sign up to get discounts or sign up to get free shipping or just ask any questions about the products, it's 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277, or customer service for any of the folks that are already signed up at InfoWarsHealth.com, 888-636-9277, InfoWarsHealth.com, and there's great interviews and videos. You see what happened with Aaron Dykes. He actually followed the whole program and lost 97 pounds. Looks like a new person. I work 18 hours a day, and I've never been a pill person and a vitamin person. I do about 20% of what I should, and I've just had energy increase. Unfortunately, it's made me get more aggressive. I'm going to be honest. The side effect is it's like I'm 20 again and almost have road rage and stuff, so I'm going to be honest with people. And I'm going to come back and talk to Theo about that, what happened with him once he got on this stuff, because I feel like I'm 20 again. Problem is, when I was 20, you know, I didn't take anything off anybody. And I don't have vitamins and minerals make me more aggressive. They just do. Dr. Wallach says that doesn't happen with most people, but I'm going to be honest. Well, you've seen the difference last year here on air. And then we're going to get some more testimony from Theo. But all the products from Pollen Burst Plus to Rebound to Beyond Tangy Tangerine to the essential fatty acids, hundreds and hundreds of products, the best seaweed, proprietary blends, InfoWarsHealth.com, and all the longevity products are discounted to the lowest possible price at InfoWarsHealth.com. So take advantage of InfoWarsHealth.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Retired NBA, multi-time All-Star, Theo Ratliff is our guest. He was able to stay in the NBA 10-plus years longer, according to his testimony, and it's on record, than he would have been able to under traditional vitamins and minerals. And I wanted to raise this for you, Theo, because I'm throwing in a lot of questions. So is Doc Wallach. You've got a lot of knowledge. What do you want to impart to people in your testimony? What were the sports doctors and nutritionists giving you versus what you discovered with Dr. Wallach and longevity?
Well, a lot of the synthetic drugs, the different painkillers and the different masking agents, basically. It wasn't anything that was helping you to cure your problem. It was only helping to mask the problem and take the pain away. So you can go out there, you can play ball, but then you go and sit down, you can't walk. So that's not good. So with the product, with the glucagel and the OsteoFX and all these different natural products, is actually absorbing into your body and helping to heal your body. Like Dr. Wallach said, it's healing. It's not just creating a temporary heal. It's creating a lifetime heal. So you don't have, I don't have knee issues. I don't have back issues. I don't have any of that stuff right now. Whereas most guys, when they retire, they got all kind of different problems going on because they don't have the proper nutrients going in their bodies. And now I'm having the opportunity to be in front of a lot of the retired guys because I'm one of those guys. And I'm going to make it my mission to try to explain to guys about what this product is and what it's about and how it changed my life and give my testimony to them in order to help them in their future because it's not over with. You know, a lot of people think, okay, just because I got to get this knee replaced and I'm on bone that I'm going to have to live with this for the rest of my life. But it don't have to be that way. You just have to use the proper things in your body to help rebuild that cartilage and maintain that bone density. And the longevity product is the product that does that.
By the way, it's not just Dr. Wallach pioneering this and talking about it. Dr. Blaylock, who's a top retired brain surgeon, he talks about and writes about, and he's got studies that are published, many of them, and a lot of the terms he's developed, like excitotoxin, are now mainline terms used in the scientific community. He says so many problems are just deficiencies and their chronic irritation and inflammation from the additives. And, you know, we think of fancy drugs as something special, but it's almost like white bread in the 40s and 50s. White bread came out, everybody saw it as fancy. When it wasn't even bread, it was bleached poison. But oh, it's high tech, it's white bread. That's almost what these drugs are like, when meanwhile the real nutrients, it's what we eat. It's what we're designed for. That's what we really need. And, the soils are so depleted that we're just not getting what we need. And that was my question for Dr. Wallach. Why did it make me feel, I mean, I was always naturally kind of an aggressive guy, angry some of the time and stuff, but I mean, not in a bad way. Why, when I take Beyond Tangy Tangerine, essential fatty acids, and things like Rebound and stuff, why does it make me bounce off the walls and have so much more energy?
Well, because your testicles, Alex, God love them, require all 90 essential nutrients to make testosterone. So if you're eating 4 to 6 eggs a day, you're taking the Alex pack twice a day because you're a big guy, you're going to produce enough testosterone to make an elephant happy. And so you don't need to do any doping here. You don't need to take testosterone patches and all that kind of stuff. You just give your body what it needs, and you will make enough testosterone that you will be a man's man. And that's what's happening to you. You've noticed that. And this is why the Olympic athletes, we have Olympic athletes that have 4 gold medals. We have one gal, Delisha Jones. She is a woman's woman, but women like testosterone too because that's what gives them libido. When a woman goes through menopause, she stops making not only estrogen and progesterone, but she also stops making testosterone. And so you get these aggressive women basketball players or football players or soccer players, and they have lots of testosterone because they're eating 4 to 6 eggs a day. They're taking the Alex pack twice a day, and they wind up with gold medals because they have enough testosterone for muscle strength, for energy, stamina, and the proper amount of aggression. Women, if you look at who does the killing in the animal world, it's the woman, it's the female lion. The lioness does the killing. The male just sort of lays there, looks beautiful, and the female does most of the killing. And so that's the way it is with humans, too. Women should be very aggressive, but then there's times for them to be very feminine and wear long gowns and put on their makeup, and then there's time for them to be aggressive to save their kids. And of course, right
exactly.
Now,
women aren't supposed to be feigning and all domesticated.
No,
that's a modern affectation of control. Going back to Theo, what did you notice? Go back in the time frame of when you were breaking down, you were going to have to get out. It was about 10 years, right, that the products helped you continue. Describe what happened with your focus. I mean, was it just your body, or did you experience getting the old stamina back?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of the times, you know, before I started taking the product, if I came home from practice, it was immediately, I got to go take a nap. And, you know, just trying to stay up and read a book, different things of that nature, it was pretty much impossible without me just falling asleep. while reading. But once I started taking the minerals and the rebound effects, everything just became clear. It became more clear as far as when I'm reading, understanding, being able to maintain your focus. And that's what I like about it a lot, because when you're tired, you lose focus. And when you're playing a game, the most critical time in a basketball game is the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game. And if you look at most NBA games, the teams that have that better focus and that better game plan usually win those games. And if you're tired, you're gonna lose that focus, which attributes to you losing games. And that's something that it did for me as far as on the basketball court. But like I said, as far as my personal life and being able to focus and concentrate on doing deals and being able to sit down, read prospectus and different things of that nature, which people consider boring, you know, I was able to do it and really focus in on it and help propel my entrepreneurial side at the same time.
That's right. You're involved in a whole bunch of stuff and very successful. I mean, how much money did you total make being able to stay in the NBA 10 more years?
Well, like I said, I signed another like $40 million contract, so worth of contract. So that's, like I said, I hit the lottery again, so to speak.
Well, that's just amazing. And again, the other stories we see, but I mean, Dr. Wallach, And also, Theo, do the sports medicine people not know about this, or are they so set that their thing is right they won't look at it, or is there an evil motive? Because I can't imagine the average doctor, I mean, they're dying young, too. I mean, I just think they're ignorant, most of them.
Well, I mean, you're talking about people that's going to these high-level schools, and they're seeing patients every single day, and they did all these different studies on what creates, you know, what helps what person that has this disease and that disease. So when you're speaking of that, when you Joe Blow come off the street that never been to medical school or anything, to be able to come and tell them something that's better for their patient, 9 times out of 10, they really not going to listen.
Incredible. I think that's absolutely what's happening. Dr. Wallach, your take on that.
Okay, well, basically, in 14 years of medical school, Alex, the medical doctors do not get 30 minutes of nutritional training. And so it's not a piece of their language. It's not something they recognize as being functional. In their brains, they think if you eat variety and put 4 different colors on your plate, that you're doing okay. They have no earthly idea that nutrition can help your body maintain itself. And so when you have a high-performance athlete or somebody who's doing a lot of physical work, they're looking at you down the line as a knee replacement, a hip replacement, a disc surgery in your back, a shoulder surgery. And this is what they look at. And so their whole focus is on surgery, 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 surgery. Every little school kid gets taught, I hope they still get taught, your skin goes away every 28 days and it replaces itself. But the same thing is true with your cartilage, your ligaments, your tendons, your bones, your liver, your kidneys, your heart, your lungs, your muscles, skin. Everything goes away. And if you don't have the raw materials to replace it, then you get disease. And, of course, the more high performance you are, like an athlete, as Theo pointed out, you're sweating out these nutrients. And so you actually break down faster than a librarian. For instance, there's hundreds of librarians every year who reach 100 years of age. The average lifespan of a professional athlete in America is 62. A football player, the average professional football player in America lives to be 51. With the exception of a couple of black guys in the old Negro Baseball League days, there's never been a professional athlete ever lived to be 100. The people who you find living to be 100, these little old ladies living out in the swamps of Louisiana with no utilities, no education, never see a doctor, and they live to be 114. And that's because librarians, they don't have knee replacements, and they live to be 100, and they don't exercise. They sit on a chair, and they work on the computer all day in an air-conditioned place. They don't sweat. And it's not because of genetics, it's because they don't need as many nutrients to maintain themselves as somebody who's a high-performance athlete like a guy like Theo.
Just amazing. And again, it's common sense that you need more minerals and vitamins And it's common sense that if you don't get vitamin C, you get scurvy and your skin rots off. I mean, it's common sense, but it's hiding there just in plain view in front of everyone. And I can say this more than anything about the longevity products, that the more I take of them, the better I feel. I'm trying to habitualize myself like friends and family have done to take it all, but I've just never been good at that. But I can tell you the big thing is just energy, and it's just been amazing. And I hope listeners will check out InfoWarsHealth.com. There on the bottom of the site, we also have the toll-free numbers for anybody that wants to call. It's 888-636-9277. Or for new customers that want to sign up and get discounts, 888-789-9277 to call and sign up and get the free shipping deal, the auto ship, or also to sign up to be a distributor, sign up for like $10 and then get other discounts, 888-789-9277. Gentlemen, thank you so much for spending time with us today. I'm sorry I rescheduled last week when I had to fly up to New York to be on CNN. And hopefully we can get Theo back sometime just to tell some NBA stories. But I'll say this in closing. Theo, a couple times when I was out in Hollywood, I got taken to parties and saw a lot of retired NBA players, some of them very famous. And I noticed that when you see them on ESPN, they're not hobbling with canes. But these are guys that weren't even that old, and all of them were kind of hobbling, and you could tell were in pain. And so what you were saying, I didn't know that. They kind of cover that up. You're on the inside of this. How many of these guys that are only 45, 50 can't even walk?
There's a lot. I mean, you wouldn't believe the numbers, because a lot of guys end up retiring early because of an injury. So that injury doesn't rehabilitate themselves just because they retire, and they end up, like I said, with the knee replacements, the hip replacements, and different joint diseases. So that's why it's my mission to go and make sure I at least disseminate the information and try to get some of these guys healthy.
All right. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us, and I really appreciate it. We look forward to having you guys back on. Find out more about Rebound FX in the liquid and the powder, available at InfoWarsHealth.com. Theo and Dr. Wallach, thank you so much, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you,
Alex. Super job.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Okay. Again, I had those guys set up last week. We have somebody on from Longevity at least once a month. I really believe in it, and it supports the InfoWar. We're not like the government that takes your tax money and then gives it to MSNBC or CNN or the governments of Bahrain giving money to folks over at CNN. That's come out with Amber Lyon. All of that. We're going to open the phones up in the third hour. I'm going to be honest with you. I am so shell-shocked by this Second Amendment stuff happening and all coming true, a nightmare coming true, that I was glad we had that health interview set up. Normally, I would have just canceled it again because the news is so serious. I was glad to become distracted with something I can do, like go jog or, take a vitamin drink or something and try to help people, because, I mean, I am just completely freaked out. And I know you're freaked out, too. It's just that sinking feeling. It's like I told you 3 months ago. I said I got a bad feeling, and I've never had one like this. And of course, it's intellectual, too, with all the political information I had. I've been all over the map with you guys with the clips of what's coming up next. We're going to come back from break and play a very important report Aaron Dykes did that's just unbelievably important. Sheriff says teachers should be armed. Second Amendment shall not be infringed. We're going to play that. But right now, before we go to break, because it ties into the sheriff saying the same thing, basically, here's Judge Head over one of the big West Texas towns, Lubbock. This is before the election, saying, look, they're going to try gun confiscation. There's going to be a 1776, and I need more deputies to get ready for this. We're not going to turn the guns in. And then suddenly there's sheriffs and police chiefs all over the country and city councils who are now moving in this direction. In fact, so many of these are coming in, I can't even keep track of them right now. And, you watch this sheriff, and he starts to cry. You can hear him because he realizes what he's committing to. But it's the sadness. He says, I'm so sad. It's not a fear of Obama. It's very sad. Woo. And that's the sound I feel like I should make, just woo. Woo. Man, they're going to take everything. The fact they're going after the guns, that means they mean business. It's time to pray. I'm going to tell you right now, because listen, they're going to push till you resist. They want you to resist. There's no way out of this. You understand that? There's no way out. The only hope we've got is breaking the trance, breaking the spell, getting angry. Now, here's Judge Head. When we come back, I'll play the other sheriff and others that are coming out. And I was watching this clip last night, and I watched this morning of this sheriff, and you can hear him getting chills. You hear him when he's talking, go, and it's not fear. It's, oh, man, because everybody knows in their gut. That's why everybody's out buying 10 million guns a month right now. But you hear the, let's go to Judge Head. Here it is.
He is going to try to hand over the sovereignty of the United States to the U.N.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going to happen when that happens?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking worst case scenario.
Right, right. Okay? I understand.
Civil unrest, civil disobedience, civil war, maybe. I mean, we're not talking just a few riots here and demonstrations. We're talking Lexington, Concord, take up arms and get rid of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what's going to happen if we do that, if the public decides to do that?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to send in U.N. troops. I don't want them in Lubbock County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stand in front of their armored personnel carrier and say, you're not coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff, I've already asked him, I said, are you going to back me? He said, yeah, I'll back you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want a bunch of rookies back there.
All right.
True.
I want trained.
Full clip is up at InfoWars.com, so they're having to get ready. People say, that guy's crazy, it'll never happen. No, that's the guy who knows what's going on. That's an American right there. You either capitulate to the globalists and say, I give up, occupy us, carry out Agenda 21, or resist.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Friends, you want to be conquered? You want to be run by foreign, ruthless, eugenicist-based banks who've wrecked every other country they dominate as a tool of control? Well, you're going to get what you want. Everybody else better get real aggressive. Just like I said a couple months ago when I said 1776, part two, we got to get politically aggressive. We got to move for secession because the federal government's been taken over. Secede to re-upload the republic, not to get rid of the republic. They're going to act like Obama is the George Washington rolled into Lincoln and is there to save us. That's how they're billing him, and now they're officially saying that. He's going to take your guns. Lincoln was a dictator. Obama can do it. That's the sales pitch. And they're trying to see if he can get away with it right now. They want to take this country over right now. This is the biggest news since 1776, what's happening right now. They're going for broke, okay? Let's go ahead and go to Aaron Dyke's special report on this. Here it is.
Aaron Dyke's for InfoWars.com. Now, we've already seen a big pushback against the system's gun control agenda. Now we're hearing from Rahm Emanuel that if you're not in law enforcement, if you're not a police officer, you need to shut your mouth and not weigh in on the Second Amendment.
Put the police chief and the law enforcement community front and center. Everybody else, from politician to whatever, take a back seat.
Mm-hmm.
Because the police chiefs have a credibility and authority and a voice on this.
First of all, we're not going to give up our First Amendment as you try to destroy the Second Amendment. We will never give up our First Amendment. We will never give up our Second Amendment. They are inalienable rights. They are not to be infringed. We're not going to be lectured to by the mayor of the murder capital of the world, Chicago, as you try to get these insane policies passed all around the country. But second of all, you haven't been listening to law enforcement who've been speaking up across the country saying we will not infringe, we will not enforce any unconstitutional gun laws. We heard a week and a half, 2 weeks ago from the Pennsylvania police chief of the small town who's introducing a Second Amendment defense ordinance to protect and keep the Second Amendment and saying they're going to nullify any laws which are unconstitutional and otherwise trying to infringe. We've seen Wyoming lawmakers and others trying to introduce legislation upholding the Second Amendment and reminding and sending the message back to Washington that they too will not be in part of infringing on the Second Amendment. And that's really what we need. We need people recognizing their legal jurisdiction at the state, local, and county level and saying, no, we're not going to cooperate with the feds. We will not participate in destroying our God-given and guaranteed rights. Now we're hearing from Sheriff Denny Payman of Jackson County, Kentucky. He, too, is saying he will not enforce federal gun-grabbing laws. He's standing up for his oath. He's recognizing the fact that he is the highest law enforcement officer in his jurisdiction at the county level, and that even the feds do not have higher jurisdiction there and cannot tell him what to do.
If Obama passes this, it doesn't matter what he passes, the sheriff has more power than the federal people. They need to go back and they study that. We're a commonwealth. I can ask the federal people to leave, they have to leave. I can ask state people to leave, they have to leave.
And he's being asked by journalists how he's going to participate in confiscating guns, that dangerous task.
You're never going to pull a gun from Jackson County. I can't get there quick enough to help those people. My best help to them is to let them keep their firearm. I can't do it for the other counties. I can't stand up for them, but I can't stand up for my people. And, you know, I was one of the first people to say, I think they need to arm school teachers. Not all of them, but they need, there's somebody that needs to have a weapon there.
And it's so clear what's going on that this sheriff is saying the founding fathers would be turning over in their graves.
The Second Amendment makes that very clear. And our forefathers made that very clear. Otherwise, they would have been so high on the amendment, it would have been down the list someplace. To me, I would be ashamed if one of them was in this room right now and having to listen to what we're having to talk about. I would be ashamed to have them sit here and listen to all the people that have given their lives for this right for us. And we just give it up so flippantly just because somebody says so.
First of all, you shouldn't want to participate in destroying the things that make this country great. Our country was different. That's why the Bill of Rights and the Constitution gave us the, quote, 5,000-year leap. Second of all, this whole...
All right, that full report is up at InfoWars.com. Third hour coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.